This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
These are my confessions.
All right, so freely admitting, this is a horrible thing I'm about to say.
And do tell, sir.
And I hate.
Oh no.
And I hate myself.
For uh-oh.
It.
Did you leave a Black Death in the bathroom?
No, God, no. I hate myself for what I'm about to say. I kind of want Miami to beat Indiana.
Why?
I
what okay, a hater! What a hater opinion!
Our guy Lopez made a bold proclamation.
This is the thing. Indiana's an incredible story. Cignetti, you know, Mendoza, all that. The Hurricanes are a big underdog, like an enormous underdog that nobody is giving any, you know, or very few giving any, you know, chance to win this game. This is the most bizarro national championship in the history of college football.
What's the spread?
I have to look at
That's
the spread.
That's a good question. I'll do that.
But
I'll
we all know what we're looking at. We all know. And I said it. I said it this week. We might have to put them down as one of the greatest teams in college football history, which is bizarro in itself. If Indiana does to Miami what they've done to everyone at this point, especially in the postseason, they are a juggernaut. They are absolutely awesome. So I'm kind of like, kind of want Miami to win.
Do you think people are kind of under?
Oh my goodness. Indiana's an 8.5-point favorite.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
and they're in Hard Rock,
and that's a low number, you know, compared to what they, you know, putting 55 up there, putting 40. Like, I should be cheering for Indiana. It's an incredible story. Let's see Miami upset them.
I will say people are kind of underestimating Miami's defense just a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, the Miami defense is really good. It really does.
That Reuben Bain's a
Reuben oh. Bain, and then also, what's my guy's name? I always forget the other. Is it Isidore, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good. The problem is I think that Indiana matches up really well because I think that those guys could have a night and still not slow down the way that, or not fully stop what Indiana.
The only way Miami wins is if Carson Beck plays perfect,
which is a hard.
But let's
pass to
let's think about what we're talking about here. Indiana, 0 for 4 in terms of, you know.
Yeah, but we're talking about right now.
And again, that's why I feel bad.
Right now, I am fully convinced that's the best team in the nation. Point blank. Period.
I am too. And so, like I said, I think if they put, let's say they win.
30, so you're just being a hater. 30, then,
no, it's not. I say this all the time. You cannot help how you feel. You know, when you sit down and watch a game, you might say, well, I'm going to cheer for Indiana. What a great story. And then all of a sudden you're cheering. You can't help how you feel. And I'm kind of in that place where, like, what a great story. I'm not going to be heartbroken if, you know, if they beat Miami. I'm just like, I kind of want to see the upset. I kind of want to see Miami go.
It's an asinine conversation.
What's up, PC? Good to hear from you, brother.
Yeah.
No, I think I go the entire opposite way. Like, I think I come to sports from the perspective of, I know a lot of people like doing the, I like the underdog story. I oftentimes am not here for the underdog story. I'm here to watch excellence happen. And I've been convinced all season long as myself, some of my friends have been looking at Indiana, trying to see, you know, if this is real.
Yeah.
Watching it that closely has given me a feeling of, wow, they are doing this in an excellent fashion. Kurt Cignetti has built Indiana in the fashion. Like, that is the true legacy or the true progeny, sort of say, of the Nick Saban Alabama. It's not current Alabama. The team that does not make mistakes, that gets out there and just whoops Shakister between the lines, that's not Alabama. It's not Georgia, as we had thought, Indiana. With Kirby. It's not Oregon. It's Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talk about that type of team where a team is just excellent, that does what they're supposed to do every down, that just whoops you. That's the type of team I like watching play football, man.
Me too, but nevertheless, kind of want to see the upset now.
See, y'all just being hated. I see you low-key want to see the Canes when y'all just being hated. Or you just really want to see Michael Irvin on full tilt, which can't be mad at you for that. Like,
that's not what they're doing, John.
That's what some people are doing, I think.
These are my confessions.
Actually, kind of pursuant. Actually, not even quite pursuant, because it has to do with the Michael Irvin podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen this. Have you seen this trend now of Netflix getting into the podcast game?
Oh, yeah.
It's a very minor thing, but it is annoying me. And I think that this is the place where I take my minor annoyances.
Mm-hmm.
Can you call it a podcast if you just put it on TV?
Oh, I think so.
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
I think it's just the talk show that you want to feel cool about.
Isn't the podcast, though, basically the audio of it, though?
Most podcasts are televised now. We've seen all those couches. We've seen couch after couch after couch, you know, in somebody's house or in some studio or... No, I hear what you're saying.
What do you mean by that?
Let me tell you what I mean by that. Back in when it started, way back in the day when podcasts started, it was an audio medium. That has completely changed. It's not an audio medium anymore.
No, and I think that there's definitely like the simulcast portion versions of it or whatever. I feel like you still got to be true to the initial portion of it and put that thing in audio fashion. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're seeing more and more, especially Netflix being the ones who do this, where they're like, here, it's a video podcast, and then they don't give you an audio version of it. And it's like, no, it's not a podcast.
Well, they probably should do that.
This is just a show that you have, which is basically just a talk show. And that's fine. It could be that. Can we call it the right thing? Like, these things annoy me. I recognize this about myself. I'm weird in that way, but these things annoy me. And that one is the one that has been annoying me yesterday. And I thought I would shake it, but then I woke up and I thought about it again, and it annoyed me just as much.
I feel as...
It's very dumb. I get it.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
If they don't put any audio only, then I kind of see where you're coming from, and I'm with you. But I thought it was being simulcast, because most podcasts now are video.
There's a video component to a lot of
them. Is Pat McAfee show considered a
podcast?
Not
anymore.
It's a TV show.
That's a TV show.
They do put it in podcasts.
Nah. That's just clips.
It's a TV show.
Yeah, that's
man.
Just clips. That's a TV show, 100%. Even though they could probably work on some of their backgrounds and how they hook up with some of these guys in the back of an Uber and stuff like that.
I like how AJ Hawk still looks like he has no idea how he's connected to the show at all.
That's because he doesn't. He's just standing there, cashing a check and nodding his head.
I was about to do another.
You were kind of doing it.
No, the thing that was happening in my head was how my confession already was very small and just very personal of being annoyed. And I was like, I could keep doing that, but nobody wants to hear that. You know, like nobody is here to hear me complain about AJ Hawk's background and how it looks like.
Say it with your chest.
It's just a backdrop. That's
no, man.
Painted.
Don't be scared.
I'm done. I did it.
These are my confessions.
I've been waiting and waiting and waiting all week for this.
All week. Okay.
Damn.
Thank you, Kayshawn Booty. Thank you.
For having the name Booty.
Booty.
Giving you the opportunity to say Booty on air.
It's Booty.
No, it's Booty.
I know he says a Booty, but like that's I think most people would pronounce that Booty. You do have the audio. I was gonna read the quote.
No, we got the audio.
I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for someone to poke the bear, and sure enough, he did.
I wouldn't say one of the toughest. You know, at the end of the day, we know we're gonna get man coverage. Got to beat it. It's that simple.
All right. So what he said, that was a little bit shaky audio. He was asked about the Texans secondary. He says, "I think they're just physical cornerbacks, but at the end of the day, I'm physical too. That's a matchup I like every day of the week." A round of applause for Kayshawn Booty.
It's just that simple.
A round of applause because Kamari and Derek Stingley and the whole gang back there.
The Fantastic Four, they're taking to call themselves.
The Fantastic Four have taken note.
Which is weird.
Note.
Is that not weird? Because you basically run a 4-2-5 defense. Like you run a nickel. So you have five defensive backs Who are we leaving out of the four there, gentlemen?
Don't get too technical.
No, I won't get technical. My confession
here
was me.
Here comes the Well Actually.
Without question. That's my middle name. Those are my middle names. Reginald Well Actually Attula. Please check my birth certificate for such. Nah, who gets left out? Are we just leaving out Jalen Reed? Is that what's happening here?
Who does get left out?
You're not invited to the reindeer games?
Petrie's got to be in.
It's Petrie. Sting got to be in. Kalen Bullock got to be in. And Kamari Lassiter. That's your four.
Yeah, sorry, Jalen Reed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
come on.
Maybe the Fab Five.
Ooh,
I mean
the Fab Five. You like it, just don't want to admit it.
No,
yeah, I saw it too.
I wanted to say, all right, we're just gonna put it all on the table. I think that they're fantastic players. I love the way that they go about things. I love their energy. I think Fantastic Four, kind of sorry a name. Ooh. I think the name's kind of weak.
We'll come over to the dark side, the Fab Five.
I also think that's kind of weak. But that's,
no, I could tell in your eyes you liked it.
No.
You just didn't want to.
I was trying to decide if it was worthwhile for me to get out here poo-pooing their fun of calling themselves the Fantastic Four. Mm-hmm. And here I am doing exactly that.
Did y'all see the new victory edit that the Texans made? A Modern Warfare 2 look?
No, I didn't.
That was so cool.
I can't even keep up with them anymore, man. Although Modern Warfare 2 is in my lane.
Can I actually get a confession real quick?
Go ahead.
The Texans have the best social media team in the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
That's my confession.
They're good. I mean, have you really looked at I haven't. I would have to look at this.
Yeah, I have not been keeping up with
all the
other
ones. The Titans
are
pretty damn good.
I think that was you're letting them coast off of like 5 years ago and a lot
of
things.
No, last year they were good.
Okay.
The Titans.
No.
The fake Oilers.
Thank you for that, Colin. They're definitely putting up a run where they're definitely good. Mm-hmm. I haven't done the work of seeing if they're around it. So you know what? I will just haphazardly say, absolutely the case. Yeah. They're 100%
the best.
You can't tell me anybody's better.
I'm not trying to downplay
it. It was the Texans and Chargers for a little bit in like a head-to-head, but the Chargers kind of fell behind, and the Texans have taken the full frontal lead. So
yeah,
full frontal. That's crazy. I do think, though, one of the things I love about their social media approach, it's kind of wide, because they have a little something that I think hits pretty much anybody and everybody. They got some stuff that's hitting like a little bit younger generation, folks that are maybe more anime inclined, gaming, all sorts of different stuff. Yeah. I think they're spreading this pretty widely in a nice way.
Yeah.
Somebody said it should be called the Four Locos, and I kind of love that.
Ooh.
Except we get back to the place where Jalen Reed doesn't get to be one of the locos.
We need.
But I kind of like that.
Okay, but it has to be like something where it involves Jalen Reed like as his own entity.
Okay. I don't know exactly. Is this like the Four Locos and an energy shot on the side? Is that what we're doing there? I don't know. I'm thinking too much now.
713-572-4610. That's where, just text in on there.
I've allowed us to fall into a very weird wormhole, so I'll dig ourselves out. Those are your lunchtime confessions here on this Football Friday, in fact, here on Sports Radio 610. Don't forget, the Football Friday fun will continue even once we're done with the program at 2, because the fellas of the drive, Clint and Ron, are out at Talyard Brewing. That's where the Football Friday festivities are. Out there in Sugar Land, right next to where the Sugar Land Space Cowboys play. I know that I'll be out there. Lopez is headed out. I think Sean Pendergast will be out there. So come out, hang out, enjoy the Football Friday fun with the fellas of the Drive. But before we get there, we got to keep going on this program here on a Football Friday. And coming up next, all right, so there's more, I think, behind the Kyle Tucker signing with the Dodgers than I think has been talked about. I think there's a larger conversation to be had there about the fate of baseball as a whole. And I kind of want to have that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.